The Blitz, KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two. 713-780, ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. It's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. Missed the first hour? Lots of good stuff. Courtney came in here and told you everything's going to be happening. And we talked about Willis. We had some
little Willis talk,
some little Astros talk. Even worked in a little bit of hockey talk. And we'll get into a lot more stuff here in hour number two. And just to put a wrap on what I was talking about last segment, I tweeted out earlier the obit. So if you want to read about an interesting guy, just go to my Twitter account. There's a pretty good obit on him. All right, 713-780-3776. Let's move on to happier things.
Happier days.
Somebody asked if I punched a wall at Sam Houston, would they put a plaque up or make me pay for it? They made me pay for it. Although I do, when I die, I just want my ashes to be spread out at the eighth pole at Sam Houston, because that's where so many of my horses died. Kind of feel like that's...
I feel like that's a racetrack joke.
No, but it's...
Did you just bring a racetrack joke to the radio?
I might have, but... No,
have you said that to a buddy at the racetrack? Or
probably.
I feel like that's a joke that almost every racetrack has that joke.
No, but I'm kind of serious.
Oh, okay.
Because I want my ashes spread somewhere.
Okay.
That'd be as good a place as any. Either that or somewhere on the beach. Probably beach in Galveston.
We can do half and half, Fred.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Well, yeah, when I say we, I mean someone besides
you. Oh, yeah, you're not going
to
be involved.
I'm obviously not going to have anything to do with your corpse.
Yeah. Robert says, what are the odds people leaking in-game footage should be arrested? Man, I that was my hey man bleep that yesterday. Get over it, people. Stop doing this. And if the good news is I think you can avoid it. I've managed to avoid it so far.
Yeah, I have too. I've given a lot of thought to just not being on Twitter for the next little while. Like, until I watch it.
Yeah.
Which is going to be a week from Saturday.
I'm going to watch it.
I'm watching it on Tuesday.
On Tuesday.
So, basically...
I'm not going to tweet any spoilers out because I know people aren't going to get a chance to see it until next weekend.
Well, let me break down what's happening. Basically, our entire staff has asked me if they can get Tuesday off because they all want to go see Avengers Endgame. Meanwhile, I got invited to the press screening, but I already bought tickets with my family, and I feel like I would be a jerk if I did that. But it also, it's going to affect our show. Like, you're just taking that day off.
No. Why would I?
I think it starts at 2, right?
No, it starts at 11.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's 11 a.m. We're going to be done. Then we'll go over to walk over to Big City Wings and get some lunch, and then I'll head in. And okay. I'll do all my show prep before 11, and then afterwards I'll come in and update it before the show. Won't affect the show at all.
Okay. I thought it was at 2 o'clock for some reason.
But yeah, now I got to look, make sure, because if it's 2 o'clock, then never mind.
Yeah, everybody at the station is planning on going, apparently, except me.
Well, no, it's just Tyler and Michael.
Yeah. Well, Tyler and Michael... you three and Aaron are probably the people I work closest with on a day-in, day-out basis.
Yeah, it's 11 a.m., so
okay.
It's not going to affect the show.
Affect too much.
That's why I was telling you to go.
I'm not going. I'll just sit here and bug you on different things.
No, don't do that. I'm going to lock my door.
But no, that's why I was trying to get you to go, because it won't affect the show.
No, it won't.
And, just work a really long day on Monday so that you could...
Mondays are the longest days anyway.
But I know, and that's why it doesn't hurt to tack on another couple of hours.
I just can't do it because I don't want to do. I want to watch it with. I mean, I already bought tickets with my kids.
Yeah, and it'll be fun to see their reaction and everything. And
plus, I'm going to watch it. I got tickets in IMAX. I don't. I'm not trying to. Cool. You know.
But I assure you, I'm not going to get
and
off.
You, when you watch it, you're not going to be allowed to tweet spoilers because
right. And I'm not. I would never do that anyway.
Now, me, as soon as I get done watching it, I'm going to basically tweet out the entire plot.
You're not going to do that.
No, I'm not.
No, no. But I'm. And the thing is, I kind of take it seriously when we get invited to things like this, and they embargo when you can actually do it. Now, I'm going to write a review, but we can't do the review until Thursday. But I'm not going to do a spoiler review. I'm going to do a spoiler-free review.
That's hard to do.
And there may be some parts that I have to say, hey, spoiler.
Yeah.
Going to do the best I can with that. But you know, the people who are trying to spoil it, you're just dickweeds. I have no respect for you as human beings. 281, you probably already talked about it, but Russell Wilson overpaid? Not really. Going rate.
Yeah.
We talked about it yesterday.
I mean, he's one of the five best quarterbacks in the league. It was his turn.
And it was his turn. So, going to Chicago tomorrow, any suggestions on where to eat? Ugh, there's so many good restaurants
in
Chicago.
That's a good place.
While you're there, get some
Lumal. I mostly just know where you should drink.
That too. But get some Lou Malnati's pizza while you're there. Or Gino's. I prefer Lou Malnati's, but they're both great. If you like deep dish pizza, that's the best place on the planet for it.
Yeah.
Squeeze in a call. Is that Freddie? It's a better Freddy. What's up, man?
Yes. How you doing?
We're doing sports. What's up?
You and AD Sports. Hey, I wanted to say I heard your last segment there that you were talking about, and it just kind of compelled me to call and say thank you. I don't know if you remember, I worked with you at the Chronicle a long time ago, and you know, this was after Hurricane Katrina, and I had to relocate out here after the storm, and you know, just you and the great people that were there, just kind of welcomed me with open arms, and you know, wanted to know anything you all could do, and I just really appreciated that. And you know, it was, you know, probably at the worst time of my life, you know, with everything with my family and all that. So I just wanted to call you and say thank you. I didn't know if I would ever see you again. That's the thing, but you know, I just want to say thank you. You know, much love and appreciate what you guys do, and you know, listen to your show all the time.
Well, thanks, man. Appreciate that. Yeah, that was a rough time for a lot of people, and we were lucky we were able to, you know, help some people out there. So it says a Wilson deal just means the Seahawks can't afford to miss on their back end draft picks.
Yeah, I mean that's this is his second deal. They haven't been able to afford
right.
I mean, it's not been an affordable thing for them before.
Honestly, scale-wise on that, I mean, he already had a pretty big deal. The cap's gone up. It's not cutting into it that much more than what it already was. And I know. And I think the whole overpaid thing, a little overdone. I mean, you got to pay your quarterback, and whoever's up is going to get the biggest one. So... Oh, appreciate the phone call, man. Getting me all
emotional.
No, let's. Yeah, I got.
You're crying.
No, I'm not. But we need to make fun of something.
No crying. You're crying.
We need to make fun of something now. Give me something to.
Aaron,
help me out.
No, do you want to make fun of Aaron? Is that what I'm asking?
Oh no, nothing to make fun of there. He's boring.
You actually are really boring, Aaron. The more I think about it, what do you do?
I work, and that's about it.
He doesn't watch movies.
You know what you are? You're a dull boy. You don't even get that reference, do you?
No.
See? I mean, if you don't... We should have interviewed more people. I don't know why I thought this was the right.
Well, but you know why you wanted this? This was the right thing because you wanted a guy who wouldn't jump in and step on us as a producer because, you know.
I didn't want anybody to take away Fowler's mic time. That was my.
Well, no, your mic time. Let's be honest.
Well, yeah.
But.
The program director has decided that I'm the star. So, I mean, whatever, for what it's worth.
I agree. I've given up on. ever trying to convince you or anyone else of anything different. So, hey, man, did you see that this? We talked about the Tiger Woods bet guy yesterday. See, this guy's got like a long criminal record.
Yeah, this is what I don't ever want to. I mean, if you win a bet like this, guess what's happened now? Your entire history is exposed. Like, is that what we signed up for? He must have tried to make this a story himself.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
Like, dude, just take your win and be excited about it.
Well, I guarantee you, if I had been a guy who did that, you wouldn't know.
Why?
I'm not telling
you.
I'm not telling anybody. And he had, like, all kinds of domestic violence arrests and other stuff. I think the more that comes out, this was my first bet thing, bull.
I'm with you. Well, are you saying only bad people?
No, bet? I'm just saying I bet you he's pulled stuff like this before and didn't win and we didn't hear about it.
Okay.
That's all. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Hey, man, I'm going to go to that Texans game in London.
Are you really going?
Yeah, I'm going to go. I think so.
Whoa, what a baller.
And
how are you going to book it?
Besthotelrates.com.
Obviously. And most of us like to travel. And if you're booking hotel rooms, you realize sometimes it's expensive. Well, besthotelrates.com will make it less expensive. They've negotiated special rates with over 600,000 hotels worldwide, including London, and extend those discounts to you. Just go to besthotelrates.com, plug in where you want to go, when you want to go, and you're looking at a discounted rate for many of the hotels that you would be paying a lot more for somewhere else.
Yeah, and this is a great way to save money. You just book them through besthotelrates.com, top-notch customer service, which you're not going to get with a lot of these other sites, and your stay is safe and secure. Besthotelrates.com. Start planning your next trip today. It's all in the name, besthotelrates.com.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. What are the odds Wednesday? 713-780-ESPN. 832 says, in all honesty, that was the first time that guy ever gambled. I don't buy that. In all honesty, I don't buy that at all. And especially the more that comes out about this guy, he's kind of a scumbag. Glad that the book got beat, but. All right. Somebody asked, what are the odds you're still doing this in 3 years, Fred? 30%, I would say, in 3 years. I've been on record as I'm either going to do this through the end of the year or I'm going to do it for like 5 more years. And right now I'm leaning toward this being it at the end of the year. And, you know, we'll see. I haven't decided. And this is the wrong time to ask me because right now I'm kind of pissed off at everybody around here and need a day off. So it's the wrong time to ask. And, you know, but yeah, it'll be one of the two. It'll be end of 2019 or it'll be like 2024, but it's not going to be an in between. But, yeah, I say 30% because even if I decide to stay for 5 years, I might die, which is a good bet.
A safer bet, I would say.
Yeah. So if you want to bet that I'm going to die. But, yeah, if I had to make a decision today, I would say this would be my last year.
Of radio?
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
Yeah, well. But I also need a day off, man. I'm so frustrated with everybody and everything around here right now.
You change your mind about that every day. Like some days you're like, I need a day off. And I say, okay.
And then you take it.
I don't need a day off. I'm going to make it.
Yeah.
And then you work and then it's like, God, I should have taken the day off.
Well, but the problem is I never take off from the other stuff. So this is the fun part of the day.
Yeah.
So I'd rather do this And yeah, I'm going to do it at some point. But yeah, I mean, I'm thinking about some opportunities coming up.
That, okay.
Yeah. You know, everybody will get a chance to match.
Did you hear what happened? Do you ever use day laborers?
Because that would be illegal, technically.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
I can't admit that on air. I would say I've seen people use.
I've seen it up close.
Yeah.
Because, listen, let's face it. I don't always like to, you know, do hard work on my weekends.
Yeah.
I want to relax on the weekends. And it's much easier to pay someone $15 an hour to do hard work. Like, when remember, God, I guess this was like probably 77 years ago or something, because I was still at my house in West Houston.
Yeah.
And I had massive pecan trees in my backyard. Like, I don't know how old they were, but they were the tallest trees in my neighborhood. It was ridiculous. And we had some crazy storm, and a giant branch fell out of the pecan tree and smashed my fence on like the left side of my yard and the back fence. So I had two neighbors who were pissed off at me. I had a basically like, I mean, I don't even know. I can't even. It was maybe 25 or 30 feet long, a log.
Oh, wow.
Not like a branch. I'm talking about this was like basically a whole tree fell out of my big tree and landed in my yard. So I was like, oh, God, all right, I guess I got to do this. So I chainsawed everything up, and it was probably 10 truckloads worth of stuff to haul away and a fence to rebuild. I was like, oh, this is a lot of work. So I had already did the chainsawing, so I went to Home Depot and hired a couple dudes, and I would sit on the back porch and drink a beer while they loaded up all the logs into my truck. And then we'd go somewhere and they'd unload the logs, and then we'd go back, and then they built a fence. And it cost me $120, something like that, for several hours of their time. It may be illegal. I don't want to say that I did that. I should say that my neighbor did that. That was a story about my neighbor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here's what I would say is not the right way to use day laborers. An Arizona couple lured a day laborer to their Phoenix home and then forced the man to have sex at gunpoint with the female suspect. The male suspect described it as a sexual fantasy scenario. The victim was picked up last Monday outside of Home Depot by Brenda Acuna Aguero, who's 39. Said she needed help moving.
Call her BAA.
BAA. Yeah. Needed help moving some items at her home. The victim told cops that when he reached the residence, she began to talk sexual to him and said it was her fantasy to have sex with a laborer and that she wanted to have sex with him. I never had sex with any of my day laborers, ever, for the record. I didn't even talk sexy to him. I'll be honest. I barely talked to him because, for the most part, we weren't on the same page from a language standpoint.
You mean your neighbor?
My neighbor, yeah. I don't know what language my laborer spoke. I don't like to stereotype. I'm pretty sure it was Australian or something like that. So I didn't understand it.
Yeah, the guy's name was Hey Jay. That's who hired him.
My neighbor.
Yeah. Hey Jay.
Hired two of them, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. They came in a team, and the worst was my neighbor was like, he just stuck his arm out the window and went two. He held up two fingers, and like eight Australians ran up and were like, hey, we want this job, mate. We'll all do this job. I was like, hey, I only need two. Two of you blokes, is what I said. And finally, two of them got in, and with my neighbor. And they didn't have sex with him. When the man declined to have sex, like she offered the sex, and she was like, this guy was like, no, ma'am, it'd be inappropriate of me to do that. That's when Jorge Murrieta Valenzuela, who's 45, entered the room carrying a rifle and placed it against the victim's chest and said, "You're going to have sex with my wife or I'm going to shoot you." And
this sounds like a porno.
I mean, listen, this has happened to me multiple times in my life. I've been faced with a choice where a man's holding a gun at me and he said, "Listen, you're either going to have sex with my wife or I'm going to shoot you." And I did the same. Every time that's happened to me, I did the same thing this guy did. I just had sex with the wife. It wasn't fun, but I did it because I didn't want to die of bullets. And so he engaged in a series of sexual activities with her while he was taking pictures and recording them with his cell phone. The husband was directing him to move into different sexual positions. He's a director. Before allowing the man to leave the residence, the couple took his Mexican visa and driver's license, which they said they would return the next day. If he did not show up the following morning, the couple warned, they would send explicit photos to his wife in Mexico. They found a Mexican day laborer. Mine was Australian, but they found a Mexican one. They told him they would get Viagra for him the next day. Like, that's a real treat. You just raped me, and now you're going to give me boner pills? Thanks.
Isn't that a little late?
They then drove the victim back to the Home Depot where he'd been picked up. Later that afternoon, he contacted the victim and told him to return to the house immediately, warning that if he did not come back to have sex again, that he would send the sex pictures to his wife. He didn't even give him 24 hours. When the man did not respond to the WhatsApp message, the photos were forwarded to his spouse. Bro, what are you doing? And that's no way to...
How are they getting his spouse's...
I guess they had his phone with the WhatsApp thing on it. During a police interview, after being contacted by the victim, cops executed a search warrant, and the woman confessed, admitting that she knew her husband was going to confront the victim with the rifle, and that he was going to record the encounter without the victim's consent. He admitted to participating in a sexual fantasy scenario with his wife. Also reportedly confessed to wielding the rifle and threatening to send the explicit photos to the victim's spouse. He did do that. They've both been charged with sexual assault, aggravated assault, and unlawful recording of a person. They're each locked up in lieu of $250,000 bond. Can't do that with a day laborer. Inappropriate.
Well, now you're going to have to register as a sex offender, too.
Yeah, both of you.
Yeah. I've seen that on Law & Order SVU.
Yeah, that's what you get. Don't rape dudes, day laborers especially.
Well, anybody.
Yeah, don't rape anybody, but don't trick an Australian man into thinking you need him to just come carry some wood away and then make him have sex with your wife at gunpoint. It's rude. B, it's against the law, we now know.
I think we already knew that.
Well,
I hope we already knew that.
If there's anyone out there who didn't know,
I'm against that.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. Now you know. Let me tell you what else you should know about.
In the words of the great American poet, Christopher Wallace, if you don't know, now you know.
Jerry Bo asks, what are the odds we can catch a poker tournament soon? The Falcon needs some poker. You better believe I do. And you know where I'm going to go.
I know exactly where you'd go. Let me guess. One guess. Lions Poker Palace.
Rhymes with the Lions Poker Palace. Exactly.
Rhymes with Lions Moker Malice.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. I love those guys over there, Najib, George, Mr. Lion. How about this? Plan your weekend around them. $20,000 guaranteed Friday at noon.
I need that money.
I know you do. Late registration till 2:30, but we have to do a show Friday, so we can't. So how about this? How about $30,000 guaranteed on Saturday at 2 o'clock? I'm not good at math. I think $30,000 more than $20,000. And then Sunday, $15,000 guaranteed for the freeze out. And that's the one I'm going to get out there and play here sometime in the next couple of weeks and drag Jerry Bo out there with me, win some money because...
You're just trying to take Jerry's money?
No. Jerry do all right.
Okay.
He's a pretty good poker player. But yeah, they have tournaments every day. They got you covered on that. But the cash games are sweet too. And it's just a terrific room. It's aptly named as Lions Poker Palace.
You may be asking, but how will I know what time the tournaments are? How will I know if they're playing Pot Limit Omaha? I don't know how to play Pot Limit Omaha. You follow him on Facebook, obviously. That's the way to do it, to see what's going on there, what the payouts are going to be, what the entry is. All that stuff is on Facebook. But until you go in and see it for yourself, till you go in, see all the TVs, you see the tables, you taste the food. Oh, the food. You're not going to know how great this place really is. Lions Poker Palace, 6134 Richmond Avenue. Go in and check it out. That's Lions Poker Palace.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN 208. Ask any updates on the beginner tournament at Lions. It's a great idea. I'm going to actually meet with them next week, and we're going to set up a couple of things where we're out there to play. So as soon as we get that finalized, we'll let you know. But having a meeting with them next Tuesday, as a matter of fact. So,
okay.
Wait, it can't be next Tuesday.
Uh-oh.
That meeting's getting changed. No, it's Monday. I'm taking it back.
Okay.
Yeah, meeting with them Monday. Somebody asking how is it legal? It's illegal because they don't take a rake, basically. So,
excuse me.
All right, I'm still getting emails from Natalie at SeatGeek in Detroit. White Sox versus Tigers. Because I bought tickets for a Blackhawks game while I was there a year ago, more than a year ago. And now I get everything in Chicago from Natalie at SeatGeek. Hey, Natalie, bleep off already.
I mean, can't you just unsubscribe or something?
Well, now I put it in spam, so.
Oh, okay.
Tired of getting it.
I bought tickets to Astros Royals in Kansas City 3.5 years ago, and I still get everything going on in Kansas City. And I've unsubscribed on SeatGeek of, hey, that's not my favorite team. The Astros are my favorite team. And it still sends me everything from Kansas City.
Interesting. So, the big league ranked all 32 NFL quarterbacks. Can we play our too high, too low game with them?
Yeah.
Okay. 32, Josh Rosen.
That sounds about right, probably.
I think it's a little unfair.
At least what we've seen so far. There has to be, I mean, somebody's got to be last. So, at this point. Well, how about this? Let's wait and see if there's someone worse.
Ryan Tannehill, number 31.
Boy, at least Josh Rosen, like I feel like there's potential with him. But Ryan Tannehill's like, you know, won some football games and stuff.
Yeah. probably about right. This one I think is just dumb. They have Alex Smith, number 30.
He has a broken leg.
Yeah, if he's healthy.
I would take Josh Rosen over broken leg Alex Smith.
Yeah, so he's either got to be dead last, or I think you just got to take him off the board, right?
He's probably never playing again. I guess they basically took every team's starting quarterback, right?
But if you're going to do that, then he's better than 30th.
I agree.
So I think that one's a dumb. Number 29, your beloved Josh Allen.
Man, I don't know. I'll say this. I bet Josh Allen isn't 29th on this list by the end of this season.
Okay.
I'm not saying he's going to be in the top 15, but he won't be 29.
Number 28, Eli Manning.
Oh, that's probably about fair right now.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah.
Number 27, Case Keenum.
I didn't say that. You did.
No, the big lead did.
Okay.
26, Derek Carr.
That seems low to me. That's an overreaction.
I would have him ahead of the next two guys. They have Lamar Jackson at 25.
Oh, yeah.
And as much as I like Sam Darnold, I'd still take Derek Carr right now.
Yeah.
He's 24. Jameis Winston, 23.
Ooh, that might be too high for him.
Yeah, I agree. 22, Jimmy Garoppolo.
We don't know yet. That's the opposite of Josh Rosen. We don't know what Josh Rosen is, so we're like, oh, 32. we don't really know what Jimmy Garoppolo is. We've seen some good things. We've also, I mean, he was very meh with his first few starts with the Niners, wasn't he?
This year, yeah, before he got hurt, he wasn't that great, but last year's sample size was terrific, so what do you know? 21, Marcus Mariota.
That's generous.
Yeah, I kind of feel like it is. Number 20, Mitchell Trubisky.
I'm going to go low. I think he's better than that.
I agree.
That guy, I think he's underrated.
I think he's better than number 19, Andy Dalton.
Oh, he's for sure better than Andy Dalton.
Number 18, Nick Foles.
That's a tough one to put a number on. Around the middle seems about right.
17, Kirk Cousins.
God, Kirk Cousins had some really good seasons.
Well, like, from a stat perspective, you just look at his numbers, you say he's better than that, but then you look at the screw-ups he had in the big moments.
Yeah. You like that?
It still feels low to me.
I think it's a little bit low.
I think I'd have him ahead of number 16, Dak Prescott.
Oh, yeah, me too.
15, Baker Mayfield.
That's too high.
It is too high. Do it again.
I mean, okay.
That everybody's fallen in love with this, and I guarantee you it's going to end badly.
This is one guy's list. I mean, you know.
Matthew Stafford, 14.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that seems fair about now. He's still got it in him to put up a massive season, but is he going to win playoff games? No.
Cameron Newton, number 13.
He's a roller coaster. Sometimes I think 13 is
some
low.
Years he's sometimes 3 or 4. Some years he's 15, 16, 17. Yeah. Number 12, Carson Wentz.
That's too high.
I feel like it is too high. Number 11, Deshaun Watson.
I guess that's feel about
like,
right.
I kind of feel like that's right.
I think I'd put Cam Newton ahead of Deshaun Watson right now.
That might be the only one below him.
But though. I don't think, yeah. I think that's pretty, it's a pretty good spot for him.
Because the top 10, there's not anyone here that I would, well, there might be one guy, but I think he has a better coach, so I don't think I could put him below.
I already know who you're talking about.
Matt Ryan's number 10.
Boy, I think that's low. I
agree. Here are the other names, and you tell me who you put him ahead of. Ben Roethlisberger?
Yes, ahead of Ben Roethlisberger.
I don't think I do at this point. I think they're both pretty much the same guy. Jared Goff.
Ben Roethlisberger threw so many picks last year.
Yeah, but he's still... I'll still take him over a bunch of these cats.
Okay.
The one thing he doesn't do as well now is when he gets hit by guys, he goes down a little bit now instead of just bouncing off him and throwing the ball. But I still take him over Matt Ryan. He's won a lot more than Matt Ryan has. But that's not to say I wouldn't put Matt Ryan ahead of Jared Goff and Phillip Rivers.
Yeah, I think I would too.
Put both of them, and that's 8 and 7. Russell Wilson, number 6. Feels a little low to me.
It feels low to me, too. I'll have to hear the top 5, though.
Number 5, Andrew Luck.
Oh, Andrew Luck. So for me now...
I think I'd have him at 4. I would have him ahead of Aaron Rodgers, who I think at this stage of his career, I'd rather have Andrew Luck.
Okay, well, you haven't mentioned Drew Brees either.
Drew Brees is 3.
I think I'd have Andrew Luck ahead of both those guys at this point.
Yeah, well,
and I might have Russell Wilson ahead of those guys.
Yeah, I think that... group, but here's well,
you know. Okay, I'm gonna let you finish a little because now I'm gonna be confused as to why. Okay, go ahead, finish out.
Brady 2.
Oh, God.
Patrick Mahomes number 1.
Okay, Patrick Mahomes is too high. This is, I mean, great season,
yeah.
But Matt Ryan's at 10, he had a world beating season 2 years ago.
Well, let me read what he says about him. All he did was
Russell Wilson won a Super Bowl.
Let me read what he says,
all right.
Because I think it's a little overhyped, to be honest with you, but I'll let you be the judge of that. All he did was step into the NFL and dominate immediately. His unmatched arm strength is most impressive when he's on the run. He makes throws from unheard of and unimagined angles. His big game leadership was on display during a furious AFC championship. Didn't they lose that?
Yeah.
Okay. If a 50-touchdown season was the appetizer, what type of main courses is he capable of whipping up?
A 40-touchdown season.
It's not often a surefire Hall of Famer cements his place so quickly. God.
Who wrote this?
We may as well buckle up and enjoy the ride. Something called Kyle Koster.
Dumbass.
Oh, surefire Hall of Famer.
Anyway, just thought I would pass that list on to you.
Well, Surefire Hall of Famer.
After one season.
Surefire. Okay. Well, guess now we know. You remember RG3's rookie season?
No, Surefire Hall of Famer.
Surefire Hall of Famer. What did he have? Like, you know, 20 touchdowns, four picks, or something stupid like that?
I got to look it up. He had a pretty damn
He had like 4,000 total yards. I mean, Surefire Hall of Famer. Surefire.
Yeah. I don't know that he's going to break down. Like, 2012. Not that long ago, by the way. Completed 65% of his passes, 3,200 yards, 20 TDs, 5 picks, a 102.4 rating, and this doesn't have his rushing yards, which...
How about this guy's first year? 68% passer, 3,700 yards, 25 touchdowns, 4 picks. Surefire Hall of Famer, Dak Prescott.
He also rushed for 815 yards that year. So...
How about a guy who finished with 3,400 yards, 20 touchdowns, and 12 picks his rookie season? That's Andy Dalton, Surefire Hall of Famer.
None of those guys had 50.
No, but it's 1 year. 1 year, bro.
574 says Mayfield is better than Watson. Yeah, good luck with that. Good luck with that, Browns fan. Is he better than what you've had? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But this... You guys are way overreacting to the coaching change and everything else. Let's see how he does with when Freddie Kitchens is the guy. And by the way, you know what? We'll just let it play out. Just let it play out. Maybe you're right. I'm going to say, since it's What Are the Odds Wednesday, 60% chance you're not. But that's all right.
Yeah.
You can root for who you want to root for. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. What have I got here that I have to do? The American Alternative Country Band, Old 97s.
Clint
is
Black?
Coming. No, this is the American Alternative Country Band, Old 97s, is coming to House of Blues on May 8th. And ESPN 97.5 wants to send you and three guests to the show. Caller 10 at 554 to 713-780-3776 wins a four-pack of tickets to see the Old 97s on May 8th at House of Blues. For more show and ticket info, head to houseofblues.com/Houston.
Done. Good job.
Mott says, how is it we can bleep Correa and basically equate him to A-Rod in his first year? But
nobody
let's wait
did.
On
I didn't.
No. Hey, guys, if you're talking about Hall of Fame after 1 year, get the bleep out of here. Gee whiz. I don't know if I can deal with you guys anymore today. I got to be honest with you.
I mean, Correa was a But, great prospect.
But nobody's talking Hall of Fame after one season. Come on. Oh, my God. All right, let's just do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
I thought that was it.
No, I was just reading a tweet.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. I'm not sure where this is. It's a problem with blogs now. They don't tell you. Like, when they pick up a story, you don't know where they're at. I don't know where Royal Springs Middle School is.
Okay.
But 32-year-old Brooke Ellen
it's by West. By Aaron's house.
No, it's not.
By the crack
it's
house.
It's not in Texas. Well, let me click
Georgetown, on. Kentucky.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, well, that explains it. Yeah, because it says WKYT.com on there. So I kind of assumed it was Kentucky. But, Kentucky substitute teacher. Went to school. Apparently, while she was in class, took 4 vodka shots and then started yelling and cursing at students.
Sounds about right. By the way, hold your liquor. 4 shots? You're cussing at kids?
Check this out. Check this out. She obviously started sooner than that.
Oh, okay.
Because Apparently, Deputy Say West, who's a substitute teacher, smelled like alcohol and was unsteady on her feet. She had a 0.317 blood alcohol content when she took the breathalyzer test.
That's tough.
Yeah. So, hey, at least she wasn't driving.
Yeah, that's true.
So there's that.
Well, how'd she get to school?
Well, maybe she drove to school. I don't know. I really feel like I could use about 4 vodka shots right now myself, so I kind of get it. It's, you know, sort of the same thing. We deal with kids sometimes. But that's your Zadok Jewelers Jam of the Day.
That's a big number.
0.317.
The Jam of the Day. It's the Jam of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Jam of the Day.
I don't know if you saw this, but apparently, listen, I'm all about Tiger winning the Masters. That was fun. But a weather woman got death threats because during the Masters, they interrupted with a tornado warning. And they didn't cut out the Masters. It was double screen, so you could still see Tiger. All right, if you'd rather see Tiger win and die from a tornado, it's Georgia. And, yeah, Georgia's basically North Florida, right? It's not really any different. But, yeah, she got death threats for interrupting the last hour of coverage of the Masters to issue a tornado warning. How long would that tornado going? If that's an hour.
Yeah. I do get annoyed when I'm watching television and they put the severe weather warning up and it's... And then you hit okay to stop it.
Well, I get mad when it's like tornado going to spring or something.
Oh.
If it's coming to me,
I don't care.
Because
it's coming like close to me, you're worried. I get that. But what really pisses me off is when you clear the alert and then it does it again like 30 seconds later. Like you just told me, bro, I know.
So y'all need to chill out. I clearly went out of my way not to say, but to act the public wasn't doing this in 2015 is silly. I'm sorry, Lamont. I don't know what you're talking about. And maybe that's why you're not making yourself clear. The public was doing it in 2015? Maybe so. I don't remember people saying, oh, this guy's going to the Hall of Fame after one season. But I also don't pay a lot of attention to Astros Twitter, so maybe that's where you saw it.
Oh, I'm a well-liked person on Astros Twitter, so that's probably where he saw it. I know that stuff.
Honestly, I don't sit there and pay attention to everything that everybody's saying on Twitter about the Astros, mostly because it's kind of silly. I've unfollowed a lot of people who retweet that stuff because I'm just not all that interested in it, to be honest. All right, 713-780-ESPN on a What Are the Odds Wednesday.
What if you have low testosterone? That can make you lazy. You can struggle at work. You can struggle in the gym. You can struggle in the bedroom. You might not be, you know, carrying the horsepower that you otherwise would. And it's such a simple fix. And listen, they're helping regain your natural testosterone production at the Y Factor presented by Mansitters. They're not talking about these injections. You don't have to go in for a weekly appointment and then get the crash. And now you're taking a shot that can damage your fertility and cause dependency and long-term health issues and shrinkage. Gross. You don't need all that. Mansitters is doing it the right way. They've got 3 locations, Katy Freeway in Campbell in the Memorial area, off 249 in Northwest Houston, and down south in Webster. The Y Factor presented by Mansitters, the home of the free general male wellness checkup. It's $150 value. You've got no excuse, guys. Get in there and get checked out. 832-358-8600 or go to mansitters.com to book it online. It's the Y Factor presented by Mansitters, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.